With Americans looking at racial injustice after the killing of George Floyd by police, black people across the country are coming forward with their stories of enduring racism. Among them are sisters, Emily and Caroline Joyner, who wrote about their experiences growing up in the predominantly white town of Southboro. They say they want to challenge small towns like Southboro to acknowledge and confront local issues with race. WBUR's Kyrie Thompson spoke with them and has this story.
Caroline and Emily Joyner say they're not activists or experts on combating systemic racism, but they do know what it's like to grow up black in a place like Southboro, a town that's over 80% white and less than 2% black, according to recent U.S. Census estimates.
I tried to mute my blackness in a lot of ways, just to sort of get by as a way of survival, and that's something that I'm sort of getting closer to understanding that and sort of unlearning.
That's Caroline, who's now 27 years old and is a performing arts publicist in Brooklyn. Emily is 2 years older and is working on a doctorate in psychology at Boston College.
That white-centered perspective can get so internalized as a black person who grows up there. It's like you learn, yeah, right, I'm other.
The sisters are biracial, but Caroline says their lighter skin tones didn't shield them from white high school classmates using racial slurs around them and mocking their natural hairstyles, while also appropriating black culture.
I remember kids being like, do you know how to like teach me how to Dougie, like dance moves? And I was like, I don't know. I've grown up in the same environment as you. Or this one girl was just like, black power, Caroline, am I right? Or something like that, where I was like, wait, what?
And Emily says the environment in the classroom wasn't much better, as teachers avoided broader conversations about race.
Seeing black culture commodified and held up while also feeling like my own blackness was shameful, different, and embarrassing. And don't bring it up because it's rude. It was just such a lot of contradictions to hold.
The Joyners are processing these memories again after the killings of George Floyd and other black people by police. For the sisters, the police shooting of Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta especially hits home.
One of the two Atlanta police officers involved in the deadly shooting of a black man in a Wendy's parking lot is a Massachusetts native. Devin Brosnan grew up in Southboro. He was not the shooter in the high-profile death, but he has been placed on administrative leave.
Emily and Caroline say they rode the school bus with Brosnan as kids. 3 years ago, another of their old schoolmates, Matt Colligan, was spotted marching at the Unite the Right rally alongside white supremacists in Charlottesville. Caroline says she sees a connection between these two incidents and the unconscious racism she and her sister experienced growing up.
It was more just like not to just personalize it around these two people and individualize the racism. It was like, oh, of course they're a product of towns like this. It wasn't surprising to us.
The Joyner's stories resonate with me because I lived them myself as a biracial black boy in the white suburbs of Hobart, Indiana. I still remember the humiliation of being called the N-word when I was 8 years old, and the terror I felt at age 17 when a Hobart police officer put his hand on his gun as he approached me in my own driveway one night. And Emily says people from Southboro took notice after the sisters wrote a blog post about their childhoods.
White people I grew up with, you know, send me messages like, oh my gosh, your article really woke me up. It was such a gut punch.
But Caroline says they aren't speaking out now to help people achieve some personal racial enlightenment. They want to target the systemic racism at the root of the problem.
In order to dismantle that, you have to realize how you've been benefiting off this system and then actively try to dismantle it. Not just peace and love, like unity. What is my place in this? And what am I doing to challenge it?
The Joyners say Southboro isn't the only place in need of soul-searching about race. They say it's time for every community to think about how they perpetuate those systems and unlearn them, just as we've had to. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kyrie Thompson.